worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus, for all you have done, for who you are. We come to you this morning, broken people, Jesus, and we fall at your feet, grateful for your sacrifice.
For those that this may be new to you, God speaks to us in many, many different ways. God's spoken to us through our brother here this morning. And I love that scripture that Paul says that nothing will separate us from the love of God. Neither death nor life, nor height nor depth, nor any power in all creation. God loves us intensely. And Father, I thank you for that love. I thank you for the fact that you reached down into this dark world and, Lord, you touched the hearts and the lives of people, letting them know how much you love them. And, Father, for those here today that need to know that love and that peace and that comfort and that strength, in Jesus' name, would you just overshadow them with your goodness, help them to see that you are in control, that you will work all things out for good to those that love you. God, that we would find that strength from day to day to carry on in you, to find that joy in you, and to continue to move forward. Thank you, Lord. Your love is amazing, and we praise you for it. We thank you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name.
From a that is needed here at Spall. The growth of this church depends upon you.
Yes.
Using the gift that I have given you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how small that gift is. That gift I have given you is sitting there dormant. As you use my gifts, I can expand and we can grow. Spall can grow as a church and can do mighty things. There is a lost community surrounding this church. There are people who are looking and searching who need. But until my people in this church step up and use the talents and skills and the abilities that I have given you.
Hallelujah.
The wings cannot open. The eagle cannot soar. You know what I've given you. You know what you bury deep down in the ground. But I am calling you today to search deep in your heart and find the talent that I've given you.
Thank you.
No matter how small.
Amen. Thank you.
The Bible describes the church as a body where we each are parts of this body, where we each have different functions, different abilities. And it's only when we work together as one that we can function, that we can be healthy, that we can grow.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Help us to be the body of Christ. Be your hands reaching out to our community, to our neighbors. God, be your feet going and serving. Be your mouth speaking truth. God, help us to be unified. Help us to grow. We need you, God. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated.
We were just praying there, and the Lord said to me, you know how that works best? Attached to the head. Yeah, we call ourselves a body, but we need to nurture that relationship with Jesus and spend time with him. The scripture says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. How? How rich? Yeah. And that's where you start the lifeline flowing, is when you're connected to the head and not doing your own thing out there, but find out from Jesus, what would you like me to do?
It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. At this time, we're going to call the ushers up for your morning tithes and offerings. And as they come, as is tradition here at SPA, the second Sunday of every month, we have a celebration moment. This month's celebration is what happened a few weeks ago at History Maker with the youth group. And after I pray, I'm going to send the ushers to ush, we put together a video telling you straight from the teens, straight from the youth leaders themselves, how powerful this weekend was. And I want to thank every one of you who helped send us. That's every single soup lunch that you guys have been at, every single sponsorship, the bake sale, everything that you've done to help us get there. So let's pray really quick. God, we thank you for what you've given to us. And we want to give back so that we can further your kingdom as a community, as a church. God, you've given us so much. We can never outgive you, but we can try. Amen.
Shoemaker is about encountering God and experiencing His Holy Spirit and also growing in unity as a youth group and getting to know each other better.
God and the Holy Spirit changing many people's lives. Even though you've been rough back then, you can still, God has open doors to change it.
A big convention where thousands of youth come and they worship God and get to know God if they know who God is or if they're experiencing Him for the first time.
Most powerful moment in History Maker was on March 20th, 2017. Moment I let go of my past and my struggle and just surrendered fully to God. It's still pretty heated in here, but I'm fighting the good fight right now. I've been attacked many times, but with God, I'm able to go through it.
Is when on Saturday night when we all pray together, you just feel God in everybody and around the atmosphere.
Seeing all the altar calls and all the youth come to know Christ for the first time, it's always really powerful. And I also really love getting to pray for the youth. As a youth leader, it's really hard to wrestle with the fact that they are living in this culture that is so against them and so full of darkness and temptation, and I worry about them a lot, and every chance I get to see them experience God in a big way and get to pray for them is such an encouragement for me, and I love to see it.
I would encourage other youth to go because God is love, and if you go, you will feel that love, and the people you will meet are amazing, and you'll just love it.
I would encourage others to go to History Maker because it's a place where if you have an open mind about God, you will be changed and you will find a love and a joy that you will never experience out of Christ.
It's a safe place to be yourself with other youth groups, and it's really fun. And you can get away from your parents for like a couple of days.
My favorite memory this weekend was when everyone came together to pray for all their youth pastors, and then later we prayed for each other, and everyone could just feel the presence of God sweeping in, and there was people who couldn't even contain tears. I even cried, which is kind of girly, but it happens.
Probably the eating, the worship, the music, being with a whole bunch of youth that believe in what you believe in, because we're usually around a whole bunch of people who put down the fact you have a religion or you believe in something, and also the mosh pit, because you can kick people and punch them.
And just to be able to watch people pour out their hearts to God through the music and through prayer and through even reading their Bibles when they're taking notes and just getting so into taking all the notes of all the speakers that were there. And I guess one of my most top favorite memories is being able to pray for someone and lead him in the sinner's prayer, and also to watch an atheist become a believer. And so that was a really impactful moment for me.
I feel revived, I feel renewed and ready to get back into a routine again, ready to motivate myself to be better and strengthen our youth better.
I have a purpose to live and no one could bring me down. Whoever is trying to beat me down, it's just a lie. It's not the truth.
And God has impacted my life because He there's something that was like I was wrestling with in my mind, which is like going to Africa, because I felt God put it on my heart like a while ago. But I kept wrestling with it and wrestling with it, and then over this weekend, while Alicia and Michaela and like Carolyn were praying for me, I was like, well, I guess I'm gotta go. Like everyone was like, oh, you're gonna like do great things and stuff like that, and I was like, well, dang it, like this is like the, you know, final straw to the decision making. So yeah, that also goes towards like moving my life forward is kind of how History Maker helped me.
Amen. Well, I gotta say, I have a little bit of vested interest in that, because if you don't know, one of those kids were mine. I won't tell you which one, but you can probably figure that out. I love our students. Folks, we really need to pray for our teens, that God continues to grab a hold of them and continues to do a great work. If this next generation is not set on fire for God, and if we're not praying for him, we've got problems. Because Christianity is not an old person's religion, and I'm looking at myself, because it is for every generation. And I wanna honor those that have put a lot of work into trying to encourage this generation, those that went to History Maker, as well as those on a regular basis pour into the lives of our students, into the lives of our children. We value you. Today we're celebrating our volunteers, and we wanna honor our volunteers. We're gonna do that in just a minute. But we also have, as you see in the back, we have different booths set up, and we need you, and we're gonna talk about that in just a bit. But I wanna honor our volunteers, and we've got another video here that we wanna show, just talking about the importance of our volunteers. If we can do that right now, please.
Hi, Spot Church. Today is Volunteer Sunday. It's the thank you of all thank yous. It's the appreciation of all appreciation. Spot Church volunteers, we love you. And our kids are going to tell you just how much.
Thank you, Paula and Dan, for being the teacher.
Thank you, Paula and Patricia.
Elizabeth, Esther.
Thank you, Damien, Jill, Michelle, Ashneel, and Zach. We love you.
Thank you, Pam and Aaron, for helping us at the check-in desk.
Thanks, Mom, for being a teacher at SPA.
Caitlin, Mackenzie,
Gail, and Glenn.
David, Daniel, Deanna.
Mackenzie, Edna.
Clara, Ashita.
Bonnie, Herb.
Thank you, Shane, Carolyn, Denise, Daniel, and Dakota.
Thank you for all our fruit teams.
We had so much fun at Kids Night Out. Thanks for helping.
Thanks, Mission Committee, for taking our time.
Thank you, teachers. Thank you, helpers.
Is that thing on? Is the sound working? All right, thank you, sound and lighting crew. You guys sound great.
I would like to say a huge thank you to those who serve on the steering committee for our legacy group. We have a great time thanks to you and your planning.
Dare to Care team, you are amazing. So faithful and dedicated. You are appreciated for all that you do to demonstrate God's love in our church family and in our community. We love you and appreciate all that you do. Thank you.
I really think it's so important to serve in the areas of ministry in which God has gifted you in. And so I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone that volunteers and serves within the hospitality ministry. It's your smiles and your friendly demeanor that just makes a huge difference when people come to church, especially newcomers. So again, thank you so much.
To my coffee bar workers, thank you so much for all you do. You are so willing and dedicated and loving. I am just so blessed, and so is the church, and I thank you so much.
Thank you, Women of Spa. You are a wonderful team to work with. I've enjoyed working with you for so many years. You are so dedicated to the women of this church. We love you for all that you do, and we look forward to doing many great things for the ladies of Spa.
I would like to say a sincere thank you to you wonderful people who lead and host our Lift communities or our life groups. This is a very significant ministry in our church for the discipling of our people, and it's because of you that it happens. So thank you very much. God bless you.
And to Shane and to the rest of the drama team, I just want to give a big thank you for you using your gifts.
Thank you, Pastor Dave, and for everyone that helps out with the youth. I appreciate everything you do for us. Thank you.
New Beginnings team, you are a blessing to our church and to our church community. You have a passion for the Church of Spa in general, but also for new people. Thank you for all that you do. I pray that you will be blessed continuously.
A ministry is only as successful as the passion that the people pour into it. And my youth and young adult ministry team, they are passionate, and I thank them so much for their dedication and their hard work. Thank you, guys.
Teachers, volunteers, helpers with children's ministry, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. That's what Scripture says, and I truly believe it. Your love for children and your willingness to share your time and your effort, it's going to have an eternal impact, and we are grateful for that. Thank you. Hi, Spa Church.
It takes a few volunteers to make a big ship like this run. And last year, I think we tallied up how many volunteers. Now, the number may be a little bit different, but we counted about 90 volunteers that help out in this church. So we want to thank you so very, very much for all you do. Now, some of you are sitting there and you're going, wow, whew, you got lots of volunteers. That leaves me out. Hallelujah. No, it doesn't. Can I remind you of a young man years ago by the name of Uncle Sam? And Uncle Sam once said this quote, and I do have that here. It says, I want you. Now, we don't want you for the U.S. military, but we need you here to help serve. And we want to talk about that here this morning. See, service, it's not bondage. There's freedom when we serve, and there's something great that happens when we do that. So I want to look at God's Word here for a few minutes, and we're going to look at Galatians chapter 5, and we're looking at verses 13 to 14, and we're going to look at chapter 6, verse 9. Now, I forgot my glasses someplace, and since this is we're honoring volunteers, I'm just going to volunteer somebody to come up here and read this for me. Michelle, come on up here for a second, please. I just want her standing beside me. That's all it is, really, you know. Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, and chapter 6, verse 9. Why don't we stand for the reading of God's Word? Oh, yeah, you need one of those.
I'm not much help up here.
Is that mic on? You got to turn the mic on, dear. Galatians 5, 13, yeah, right there.
Okay.
You got it?
You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself.
6, verse 9. 9? 9, yeah.
Okay. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Okay, give her a hand. Didn't she do a great job? You want to stay up here with... No. Let's just pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it is so relevant to us here today. And as we take time just to look through these verses, I pray that you would encourage us and, God, that you would be glorified in your name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Freedom to serve. We have been called to serve. And what is involved in this? First of all, there is or was the invitation. Paul says here, you brothers, you sisters, were called to be free. Let's talk about the calling for just a second. Can I emphasize something I said last week? If you jump to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says this, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I wasn't always the first one picked when it came to being on a sports team. Anybody else there with me? You weren't the first one picked. Anybody was the last one picked when it comes to, yeah, I feel your pain. We're going to have a little huddle later on. Just kind of, you know, hold. Can you just, everybody else, can we just hear an awe for all of us who are the last ones picked? Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Thank you. But see, the interesting thing about the kingdom of God, and let me reemphasize what I said before, is God chose you. God chose you. If he could have put a lineup of people, you would have been the first one chosen. God chose you and I, and I love this. He chose us to be part of his family. He chose us out of a dark place, a place of sin, to be a part of his family, to be royalty. Now, I don't know about you, but I would love to be able to be royalty. Anybody with you? With me? Wouldn't you just love if someone were to give you the crown and everything that goes along with it? Come on, you following me? You got the palace. You've got the servants. Hallelujah. Some of you think that your kids are the servants. They're not. Okay? But you've got everything that goes along with it. But see, this thing here, though it's not the real one, God's got a real one for us because he called you and I to be part of his family. And why did he call us? The cause of his calling is, I'm going to leave this on. It feels great. The cause is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. I love this. It says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It is for freedom that Jesus set us free. Listen, I wrote an entire 10-page paper on this one little verse. Freedom. See, Jesus called us to live a life of freedom. He called us to be free from sin, free from punishment, free from the things of this world, free to come into his presence, to love him, to live for him, and to serve him. And that's an incredible, incredible calling that he has called us into. See, guys, folks, God has called you and I to walk in a free life. And he has given us what we need to serve him effectively. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to a place where, I'm taking this thing off. I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you served someone and it just like it invigorated you. You know what I'm talking about? Where you got to serve somebody or do something for God and you felt like, man, that felt good. Anybody ever felt that? Okay, for those that haven't, there was just a couple of hands that went on. We got to get you plugged in because there is something about doing something for the work of the Lord. One of the things that I've been able to do, which I so enjoy, is going to Cedar Gardens, which is a low-income complex here in Surrey. And we deliver bread there twice a month, and we're going to be doing a barbecue there once a month as well. So we're going to go out there three times, very low-income place. And, you know, to see the lives of people, Dave, you've helped me, Pastor Dave, you helped me with this, deliver the bread. You see, you bring this bread out to see how grateful they are for that. You walk away and you just feel a little bit better. And see, God wants us to experience that joy of serving him on a regular basis. So God is calling us, he's inviting us to enjoy the freedom of serving. But there's an expectation. There's an expectation when it comes to serving him. First of all, we need to stay pure. He says here, do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Do not allow this liberty to degenerate you to do things that you should not be doing. Back in those days, there was a group of people, they're called Gnostics. Anybody hear what a Gnostic is? That's not a Gnostic or anything like that. Gnostics were a group of people that believed that the body is evil, and therefore whatever you do in the body is okay, because your spirit is removed from your body and your spirit is safe, so you can go out there and you can do what you want. You can go out there and participate in anything. Go enjoy and do whatever sin you want with the body, because it's not going to affect your spirit. So you can go out and you can enjoy time doing drugs. You can go out there, you can enjoy time doing things that are harmful. You can go out and spend time with a prostitute. It's all okay, because the body is evil. And the Bible severely condemns that. But we may not have any Gnostics here. Any Gnostics in the house? I see that hand. No, you just stretched. We may not have any Gnostics here, but there is sometimes something that enters into our life that we have to guard ourselves against. And that is, sometimes we get comfortable with our relationship with God, and we feel, you know what, we've got a forgiving God. Hallelujah. He forgives us of all our sins. So you know what, I might as well just go out and do what I want. I'm going to go out and participate in sin, because you know what, He'll forgive me for that. And God says, it's not like that. We must live in a way that honors Him. Do not use your freedom, Paul says here, to indulge the sinful nature. Do not use that freedom that God has given you to look at yourself and just consider yourself and not others. I love what Paul says later on in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. He says this, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. See, that's what serving is all about. See, I like taking care of myself, right? Most of you like taking care of yourself. We like eating well, we like dressing well, we like doing all that. There's nothing wrong with that. But when self becomes more important than someone else, we got a problem. I'm reading a book right now, it's called The End of Me. I would recommend it. Talking about what Jesus was saying through Scripture, where he says there is especially in the Beatitudes, on the Sermon on the Mount, where he says, you know, if you really want to follow me, you got to live really countercultural. Because what Jesus said, where we can be blessed, is completely different than what we believe at times as individuals. Blessed are the poor. Pastor Les talked about this last Sunday night. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew says, poor in spirit. It's completely countercultural. What happens is we get so consumed with ourselves, we don't see what's going on around us. I've got a picture here that I found on the internet. This happened a while back, where the different immigrants were coming into Greece. And as they were coming into Greece, they were exhausted, and they're trying to find some solid ground, and they finally found it. And the thing I find so interesting about this picture, and I've seen another one, I couldn't find it this week, but the thing I find interesting is the people on shore were completely oblivious. They really didn't care about these guys coming in. Some of them acted out, but most of them are just like, well, whatever. Now, it doesn't matter what you think about immigrants coming illegally into a country. It doesn't matter what you think about sunbathing. Sunbathing is okay. But the point is, do we sometimes completely ignore the tragedy that is happening all around us? You following me? When we see people that are in desperation, do we say, it's not my concern? Somebody else can take care of that. Folks, God has called us not to indulge the sinful nature, not to be thinking just about ourselves, but to do something for others. See, we have an opportunity to help in situations, and when we don't, let me make this very clear. when we are not involved to what God has called us to be involved in, that's sin. That is sin. Don't believe me? James chapter 4, verse 7 says this. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, what? Wow, that's quiet. Anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, it what? Yeah, so God has called us to be involved. So folks, stay pure. Secondly, stay kind. He says here, rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. You can surely tell what is in a person's mind when you see how they serve. You following me? There are people that, I love watching people that really enjoy their job and those that can't stand it. Have you ever been walked into a supermarket where someone is serving you and going through the checkout counter and you know they don't like their job? You know what I'm talking about? They're ringing your stuff through and you're, hey, how's it going? How you doing? I was at, I can't remember exactly what store, but I asked the person, how you doing? Nothing. Got nothing. We were together with that, dear. We were at a fruit store. So I thought, maybe she didn't hear me. How are you doing? Nothing. I thought, maybe it's a language thing, because she was a different culture to me. How are you doing? She looked at me, nodded, and went back to doing her. She doesn't like her job. Maybe she doesn't like me. I don't know. Compare that to someone that really enjoys what they do. You've seen them, right? Maybe it's at, we were at a restaurant just a couple of days ago, Michelle and I, and the guy that was serving us, he either really wanted a good tip or he liked his job, because I hadn't seen somebody this friendly in a long time. And he's like, hey, it's good to see you. Oh, that's a great thing to order. Oh, I like the way you put that together. I'm thinking, buddy, calm down. You'll get your tip. But it's great to see that people that love what they're doing. Do you love what you're doing? Do you love what you do for the Lord? Are you engaged in a way that honors Him? See, folks, if we don't love what God has given us to do, it will end us by doing things that will be harmful to others. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15 says this. And this is an interesting verse. It says this, if you keep on biting and devouring others, watch out or you will be destroyed by one another. The scripture talks about wild animals, wild dogs, as this little picture shows, that are angry and vicious and ferocious at each other. See, what happens if we don't enjoy what God has given us to do, we become more and more bitter, and then we start pointing out failures in others. And you know what? You're going to find one or two or 500 in me. And I'll find a couple in you as well. But if we are serving together, serving the Lord together in the right way, then we will have the right attitude. I love people that are excited about doing things for God. A couple weeks ago, when the people came back from Mexico, and I talked to Glenn about the experience, and he was just so excited about how God used him in Mexico. Folks, we need to be energized continuously. Stay kind. Love one another. Do things out of love, not out of duty. Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says this, God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. He's given you the love. Now let it go out. Let it flow out. Let it be something you exercise. Start it here. It's a good place to start, right? These are your brothers and sisters. Look beside you. Come on, look at the person beside you. Look at the other way. Look at the people beside you. These are the people that God has called you to serve and to love on and to be there to help. So let's make it a point to stay kind and be considerate of each other. And there is an incentive when it comes to serving the Lord. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says this, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Have you ever been in a type of responsibility that you just said, man, I want out, right? You've been doing it, you're doing it because you got to, but you're like, ah. Michelle and myself, more Michelle than myself, give her a hug at the end of the service. We've been involved in dry grad. Anybody in the house been involved in a dry grad function? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, okay? It's hours of meetings. It is one fundraiser after another, in the rain, collecting bottles, going to the shake the can in front of liquor stores, and whatever it takes to get a little bit, which I don't really understand. You're standing in front of a liquor store for dry grad. Think about that one, right? But it goes anything, and it goes on and on and on, and it is a thankless job. And Michelle said something to me. She says there was a teacher that came up to her one day and said, I just want to thank you for what you do because I know it's not easy. It would be nice if people would come up to you as a servant of the Lord and say, listen, I want to thank you for what you do. It's not always easy. Don't give up. Don't become weary. Don't become weary in doing good because at the proper time, you will reap a harvest. Can I just say thank you? Can I say thank you to those that serve in some capacity? We can't do it without you. We need you more than I could ever say in words. And this today we want to honor our volunteers. And we want to say you are very, very precious to us. And we want to say don't take that. And for those that aren't volunteering, don't take that gift, as we heard in the word this morning. Thank you, Gail, for being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Don't take that gift that God has given to you and bury it. Many years ago, there was a violinist. His name was, I don't even know if I can pronounce this, Niccolo Paganini, okay? Great violinist, I don't know who he is, but a great violinist. And when he got older, he wanted to do something with his violin. So he took his violin and he willed it to the city of Genoa. And he said to the city, you can take this violin under one condition, that you take it and that you put it up on the shelf and no one is allowed to play it ever again. So that's what they did. Now, I don't know much about violins, but what I read is a violin is made to be played. And when it sits over a period of time, Pastor James, maybe you can help me with this. When it sits over a period of time and it doesn't get played, is what they said, it can tend to become slowly wear down. And what they said with this violin, because it stayed there for so very long, it began to get worm eaten and it became useless except as a relic, something to look at. And I thought about that and I thought, wow, that's a lot like us. If we're not using our gifts, you can look great, and the gift may be great up on a shelf. Look what I can do. But if you're not using it, it's just a relic. It's something that in the end just disintegrates, and it doesn't benefit anybody else. Can I encourage those that are not using your gift? We need you. We need you. And we have in the foyer, we have set up a number of places where you can sign up. But what I'm going to ask is, I'm going to ask all of those here today. You heard from Pastor Nicole on the screen about the different areas of ministry. I'm going to ask you to stand up if you're involved in some area of ministry in this church today. If you're involved in children's program, if you're involved in Dare to Care, if you're involved in helping Pastor Les with the Legacy Committee, if you're involved with all those things, I need you to stand. Stand real quick, please. Involved in any area of ministry here today. If you're involved in leading a lift, a small group, or if you're involved in hosting a small group. I'm going to ask the board members to come up, and I'm going to get the preteens to come up. We want to honor you here today. We want to honor you here today. And they're going to come out and they're going to give you a it's not much. I wish we could. It says here in Scripture, do not become weary of giving good, because at the top proper time you will reap a harvest. Now, we can't give you a harvest. I wish we could. I wish we could give you all a trip to Haida Gwaii so you could all go fishing. Maybe not all of you would want that. But I wish we could give you something more. But we want to thank you for your involvement here at Spa Church. And we want to ask you, don't give up. Don't give up. There are times you're going to say, somebody else can do this. I'm too old or whatever. Please, we need you. No, stay standing. Don't sit down. Stay standing. Even if you got it. If you didn't get a mug yet, then just put up your hand and the kids will make sure you get one. Okay? Kids, watch out. We want to pray a blessing on you. And we're going to pray that God continues to give you strength that you can continue to serve. Michelle, you should be standing in the back there. You do the bread. She's not listening to me, Michelle. Stand up. Come on. Exactly. Music people. I mean, there's if you're involved in some area of worship and all that. Okay. If you haven't gotten mugged yet, then put up your hand. We want to mug you. Okay, we're just going to pray blessing on you guys, and I'm going to encourage those that are not involved. After this service, there are booths set up there. Please go by a booth and write your name down. We need you, desperately need you. There's lots of opportunities. I'm going to put the ushers at the door. They're going to block the door so you sign up before you leave. No, I'm kidding. Father, thank you so much for all the volunteers here at Spa Church. Thank you for all the things they do, how they give of themselves, and how they work incredibly hard at times, Father, where they become overwhelmed and weary, but they keep going. I pray blessing on them. I pray anointing on them. I pray that you would strengthen them to carry on, Father. And I pray that as our church continues to move forward, that you would raise up more volunteers. For those that aren't involved in some capacity, would you stir it within their hearts, Lord, to see where they can be engaged in? Would you give them that joy, that freedom in serving you, and would your blessing just rest upon them? So God, I pray in Jesus' name for this church, I pray your spirit would move upon it. And God, that we would see our responsibility, not just here, but to the world around us, and how we can be effective in reaching our lost world for Christ. Lord, you're a good God, and we thank you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't we all stand? I'm going to call up the worship team. We're going to close in a song of worship, but then can I ask you please to make your way to one of the booths in the back and find a way that you can be involved in service as well.
We're going to end this morning with our new song we taught you. So we want all the kids up here again because they lead so well. So if you are a kid or a preteen, come up here and help us lead. They're still coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. All right. Still coming. More coming. Keep coming. We're going to start. Okay. Ring through the heart of hell, I'm going.
Now, don't you wish you had the energy of all these wonderful little people up front here? Come on, give them a hand. They deserve it. Yeah. So God, thank you that you set us free. Thank you that you've given us joy, you've given us hope, you've given us victory, you've given us liberty, you've given us so, so much. We honor you, we praise you, we bless you. And in that freedom, help us to go forth in joy. Lord, that the mountains and the hills will break forth before us, as the word of God says, and that all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Help us to clap, to rejoice, to celebrate you. We praise you, we give you all the glory, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We will see you here tonight.
Into this skin, you call me by name.